we're going. Now we're wired up. Good morning, everyone. We need to get going, I guess. We're getting a late start. I have always been blessed by Paul's words. You know, parents are told not to talk over their children. No, I'm not calling you children. I'm just saying that I should be waiting for everybody to get quiet rather than talking over you, because then you just keep talking, and it's really all right, but I'm going to wait for you to get quiet. Another thing is, when you get quiet, other people get quiet. So just a couple little hints for parents and speakers out there. I love the verses that Paul wrote to the Philippians. I love the Word of God, but these words have always been special for me. He said, that I may know him, meaning Jesus, and the power of his resurrection, and may share his sufferings, becoming like him in his death, that by any means possible, I may attain to the resurrection from the dead. As we bid Brian Davis farewell yesterday and remembered his life, it's just, it reminds me that we have life eternal here, and we have life eternal there, and we have heaven on the way to heaven. And so with Paul, let's all long to know him. And one way to do that is in worship. So.
voices sing out, mortals join.
Yeah.
just finish by singing, "Here is love." Here is love, vast as the ocean. Lift your voices, loving kindness as the flood. When the prince of life, our ransom, shed for us his precious blood.
God, I pray that we would indeed in our lives seek thy kingdom only, and that our lives would be to thy praise, and that it would be only in you that we glory, so that there's nothing in this world that we hang our hat on, so to speak, only love. And God, I pray that we would be able to accept all of your love, and in so doing, God, that it would change our lives and change our hearts, and so that when we experience things in this life that make our hearts break, that we know your love, that there, it's an unshakable thing that we can rest in and know. And when I say no, I mean no, like our hearts and our minds can be at peace knowing that we're resting in your love for us. And so God, as we come before you this morning with our list of prayers and requests, I know there's many that are not written here. I pray that you'd be with each and every heart here this morning as we pray, that all the things that break us, all the things that make us weep, that we would, knowing your love for us, that we could come to you with them and pray and seek your face. God, we pray this morning for those in need of healing. We pray for Roger, who will be having hip surgery this week on Wednesday. Just pray for him. Pray for his recovery. Pray that it would go well. Pray for Madge as she takes care of him. We also pray for Randy. This is Aaron Walney's stepfather. I know there's continued health need for health there. I just pray that you'd be with Randy. We also pray that you'd be with Robin Clark. This is the daughter of Elizabeth and Sheehan Clark, I believe their last name is. Their little baby Robin was born with no vision and either very little hearing or no hearing. We don't know yet. I pray that you'd be with this young couple, that this experience would draw them closer to you and that their love would abound. Just thank you for the profession of love that they've already had for their little baby and for each other. And I pray that you would be there with them. And God, I know that you are powerful enough to heal little Robin. And we know that we can trust you with that. And we know that if you heal Robin here on earth, we know that in heaven she will have a complete healing, as we all will in you. We also thank you for the fact that Barbie Davis, son of Brian, daughter of Brian Davis, has had a good report on her heart. There's been heart tests she's been going through. We thank you for the good report there. I pray that you'd be with the Davis family, as yesterday we marked here in a memorial service the going home of Brian to his father in heaven. And I just pray that as it is printed here in our prayer list, that there would be grace and peace with the Davises. We also pray that you'd be with the family of Frank Ferrari, who died on Tuesday after being brought home from Nicaragua after suffering a massive stroke. Just pray that you'd be with his family and that they would have comfort and peace. And we also pray for our own Denise, whose father passed away. I pray that she would know your peace. Also, thank you that the LCCS missions trip is coming home tomorrow. Just pray that you'd be with them, that they would have safe travels, as many of our own are on it. Timothy and Joanna and Mark, just pray that you'd give them a peaceful trip home. And just pray that we look forward to hearing the reports of all the things that they did down there. And God, we do pray for the people involved in the Texas church shooting. Pray that they would know you more because of this. And I just pray for your peace and your grace to be with them. And it's just such an unthinkable thing. I pray that you'd be with them. We pray all these things in your name. Amen. All right, we're moving right into announcements here. Many of you know, I know we talked about it in Sunday school, and it's in our bulletin this morning. John Hobbs and Kenny Davis are coming to town, as the announcement says in our bulletin, on Saturday and Sunday, November 18th and 19th. Kenny will be leading worship that morning, so my wife will get to sit in the pew with me, which will be great. And John is going to start with Saturday night. We're going to have a covered dish dinner at 5 o'clock. John will then speak after dinner. Then on Sunday morning, John is going to also have Sunday school, and then he will also preach that morning during the morning service. So anybody you know that knows John Hobbs, invite them. Anybody you know that doesn't know John Hobbs, invite them too. Also, with this in mind, as I said, we're going to be having a covered dish dinner on Saturday. After church today, anybody who can help set up for that, we're going to set the tables a while for that. You guys can come. Anybody who can, stay after church and help set up. Okay, fall work day. We're going to be having a fall work day on December 2nd at 8 in the morning. And there's always lots to do, so if you guys can come out and help, that'd be great. We can get a lot done. Some of the things listed here are raking leaves, cleaning gutters, minor repairs. I'm sure there's some painting to do yet, which if it's warm enough, we can still do. As long as it's above freezing, it'll dry. let's see, kids choir, caroling. We've been putting our Advent schedule in the back of the bulletin for, I think, a week or two now. And I believe it'd be the first thing on there is the caroling on the 17th. So mark that out in your calendar. The announcement's right there. I think that is everything. Okay. The Advent schedule, the dinner theater is Sunday, December 10th. I don't see a time there. Maybe that is as yet to be determined. Christmas carol. Say that again. Oh, yes. Sunday, December 24th, we'll be having one service on Sunday in the morning. There won't be any Sunday school that day. Oh, there'll be no morning service as well. Okay. And also, yeah, and that is the Christmas Eve candlelight service. Christmas caroling, as I said, December 17th. I believe that is everything. All right. So now, oh, go ahead, Joyce.
Special skits that everybody, you guys could do, okay? That's a special night that we share a lot of fun together.
Yes, the Advent Theater is always a good time. So all of you who are musically or theatrically inclined or want to be... say that again? Right, yeah, including, yeah. That's right. All right, so with that in mind, let's greet one another in Jesus' name.